You probably know the FBI is the lead investigating agency in the Orlando, Florida mass shooting. Less visible, though, is that the FBI also provides a range of services to victims of terrorism and violent mass crimes. Catherine Turman is Assistant Director of the FBI's Office of Victims Assistance. She joins me now with what's going on in Orlando. Ms. Turman, great to have you back.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Tell us what the office in general does. I think people think of the FBI for what they mainly know it for, which is solving crimes, but there's a part that helps the victims also.
Yes, that's right. The Office for Victim Assistance was created after 9/11, and our responsibility is to make sure that victims of all federal crimes investigated by the FBI receive crisis intervention services, information about the case, and referrals to other organizations that can assist them financially and with other needs. So we do that across the FBI, whether it's child abuse in Indian country to complex cyber cases to terrorism to child kidnapping and sexual exploitation of kids across the country. And we have special units here that work with high-risk victims, including child victims and terrorism and mass violence and hostage taking overseas.
I guess the information about the case might be something people seek the most.
It is. I think people whose lives have been dramatically influenced or affected by crime certainly want to know what's happening with it, why did it happen. Sometimes that's not really possible to know, but also what we're doing about it, who was behind it, and what kind of justice may be possible.
On the other hand, I suppose in the Orlando case, it's somewhat easier because the perpetrator is known and is known to be dead, and so there's no open wondering about, you know, what could happen next.
That's true, but I think people struggle with the trauma of what happened, whether they were someone who was there and survived, they're a family member of a terribly injured victim, or certainly the family of someone who's been killed. They may have lots of questions about what led up to it, many questions about the motive, which, as I said, may not always be truly known. It often isn't with these mass shooters, particularly when they have such a combination of issues that may have led them to that crime.
Yeah, ideology and pathology kind of combined.
Absolutely. And that's hard for people to understand sometimes. It seems so senseless. And I think for many people, they want to know why and how can it be prevented in the future. I think for many victims, knowing that what happened to them or to their loved one was not in vain, that something good comes out of it, is very empowering for them. And it's one of the things that can help them move forward in their lives.
So there were 50 people killed in Orlando, and so what kinds of facilities do you need to establish there to make sure that everyone gets the level of help that you hope they do?
Well, when something like this happens, about 9 years ago, we established something called the Victim Assistance Rapid Deployment Team. And because these incidents are sort of like lightning strikes, you never know which community is going to be hit with them, we've been able to develop a kind of a unique level of expertise and experience in dealing. We've responded, I think, more than 30 mass casualty crimes, terrorist attacks, and supported our cohorts at the National Transportation Safety Board in some aviation disaster response where they had the lead, but we were in support. So what we try to do in these cases is as quickly as possible see if our team is needed, start sending folks in, and the team is made up not just of our victim specialists, who are primarily people with social work and mental health backgrounds and lots of experience working with crime victims, but we also have included some agents and some analysts and some other people who can attend to other things that are part of the response, such as working on how do we obtain and clean and safely return, you know, invaluable personal effects to either surviving victims or families of deceased victims, a whole range of things, even just building a list of identifying who all the victims were. And it's not always just the obvious, the injured and the families of the deceased, but it's the people who were there, who saw it, who witnessed it, who are forever changed by it. It's businesses that were completely impacted as well by what happened. So that's one of our roles as well. But we work very closely with our local counterparts, with victim advocates from state and local agencies, with Red Cross, with whoever, to try to provide the most comprehensive and seamless response to victims and to help plan for the longer-term impact for families and for surviving victims. Because not just what happens in the immediate aftermath, it goes on for a while.
We're speaking with Catherine Turman, the Assistant Director of the FBI Office of Victims Assistance. And in Orlando, tell us about what's going on now. What stage are you in with people, and how many people a day are you seeing, and so forth?
We worked with our local partners, and including the City of Orlando, who set up a family assistance center last week. And that center has been visited by many hundreds and hundreds of family members and injured victims and victims who were there. So they've been able to come in the door. They get somebody who comes up and talks to them and assesses what they need. There's a variety of agencies that have been a part of that and organizations that can provide everything from assistance for a family of a murdered victim with getting the car title of the victim changed to the family, helping to retrieve vehicles, helping to retrieve personal effects, financial assistance with airline tickets or repatriation of a victim's body back to another country or another part of the state, emotional support, assistance in applying for a state crime victims compensation, which can cover burials and funerals, and planning as well for longer term needs of people that may include counseling and other things. So the Family Assistance Center has been running for a week. It will close today, and they'll scale back to a little bit smaller facility starting tomorrow that the City of Orlando has put together. But again, you'll have a conglomeration of victim advocates and support services that will be available there to victims and families to receive information. We've also had our crisis response canines
there. Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. You've got some helpers there that are four-legged.
Yeah, we do. We do, and they're very popular. These are two labs, Wally and Geo's, that we got from a group called Assistance Dogs of the West, and they really specialize in helping to reduce stress, lower stress and distress with people, and just provide comfort and really difficult time. So the dogs were out in San Bernardino. We've not had them quite a year, and they've been very busy. And they're a good thing, particularly with children. I think it's very easy for kids just to kind of calm down and become much more at ease with what's going on when they have an animal around them.
And getting back to the overall crisis team there, do they also work with the local police, which may or may not be as sophisticated, perhaps, as the FBI in responding to this type of thing?
Yes, absolutely. In many of our responses around the country, we've gone to areas where the local police department doesn't have a victim services program. So we've been able to kind of help fill in there from everything with helping with death notification to just providing support and information to victims. And in Orlando, as I said, we have some local partners there, some victim advocates. So the partnership has been really great to see. It's been pretty seamless. People just pulling together, working together, and looking ahead not just to the immediate aftermath, but to how we continue to support families and victims for the foreseeable future.
And what do you do to keep your own team kind of on an even keel? I imagine dealing with this level, this quantity of tragedy can get to them too.
It certainly does. The people that we've selected for our rapid deployment team are people that we know are pretty resilient and have a lot of experience and are able to figure out how to do this work without it affecting them too much. It's impossible for it not to affect you, but most people on the team have figured out, you know, ways that they manage the stress. They support each other. We send employee assistance folks down to kind of support them as well. You can't help but be affected by this kind of tragedy, but for most of us who've done this work for a long time, I think we look at it as an opportunity to help. We don't just wring our hands about the tragedy. We say, okay, we're in a position. We have the honor of being able to work with this victim or with this family and try to make this situation a little easier, a little more bearable for them, give them practical support and compassion. And sometimes that's all you can do, but it's extremely meaningful. And it's also fulfilling to know that you have the ability to do that.
Catherine Turman is Assistant Director of the FBI's Office of Victims Assistance. Thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
You can read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.